clothes. Now, why do we wear them?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the new Answers book. On this program, Ken, you've often said that the meaning of anything is tied up with its origins. So is the meaning of clothing somehow connected to the book of Genesis?
Well, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 21, we're told that God made the first clothes for the first two people. Because Adam and Eve had sinned, they also saw their nakedness, and God then killed animals to give them coats of skins. Actually, this sad event is also a beautiful picture of what was to come. You see, the first blood sacrifice in Genesis as a covering for sin was a picture of what Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, was going to do on the cross of Calvary. God gave Adam and Eve clothes because of sin. Now, sin distorts nakedness, and in fact, it distorts everything. Since God made clothes because of sin, it means that there's a moral basis for clothing. And when you think about it, it's only the Christian who has a real basis for insisting on wearing clothes, and that there are standards of how we should dress. The more people reject Genesis, the more they'll abandon Christian doctrines such as wearing clothes. It's usually a result of people accepting evolutionary ideas instead of the authority of the Bible.
Discover more about the connection of evolution to some of our social ills today by reading Ken Ham's booklet on the Culture Wars. The free booklet, as well as many others on topics like racism and dinosaurs and why God allows death and suffering, are available on our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com.